Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is Tuesday, the 16th of May. Already we're on the other side of the half of the month, I guess, because it's 31 days. So it is like totally freezing in LA. I'm glad we did the summit like the week that everyone came, because we had two warm days, but yesterday was like 56 degrees on my evening walk. 56 degrees. And in the morning, I usually go and walk, and I love it. But for some reason, I wasn't feeling that good yesterday. I don't know what I did to my back, but I went hiking, and it was just like off. And I go out for my walk, and it's cloudy. It starts to rain. It's freezing. And I probably got about maybe half a mile away from my house. And I go, you know what? Today's one of those really good days to just go back home and enjoy how cloudy and cold it is. And oh my God, it's like May 15th. And this year has been an atypical year in weather, but it is cold for now. So this morning before I got up, the heat's only on to like 63 degrees. This is just in case we're totally freezing. And it was on this morning. So you could imagine the house, like everything is cold this morning. So pretty funny. Pretty interesting to have that in LA this time of year, but holy cow. So today we are going to hit a subject that people have been asking me this, because I put up a post about the other side of love, and people are like, what is the other side of love? Like, what are you talking about? And the other side of love is something Christ talked about in Origins of Truth, because we have love the way we're taught love. Love does this, love does that, love doesn't call back after you go on a date with someone for 3 days, you know, love dresses like this, love wears that, love puts that cologne on, love drives that car, love buys you that house. And okay, all right, let's have fun with love. Let's turn it into something that's only romantic. And a lot of people grew up believing that love was only romantic, that there wasn't really more to it. And I know on the show we talk about, you know, the strength of love and everything that love does. But how far does love grow? If there's an end to love or a stopping point of some kind, is it even possible that that exists? Is there a possibility that there's a stopping point? But does love allow for us to see deep it goes while we're here? Or that, does it really mean that we're going to stay somewhere forever? Or is it something to fear that we'll never have it, as though we don't have it right now? And at the same time, love gives us hope to live. We always hope that we'll meet someone. We always hope that, you know, our lives will be filled with love. But how do we get to the other side of love? What does it even feel like when you get there? Because trust me when I tell you, it's not something you recognize right away. Because of what we've been taught about love, it has put us in a place of expectation and disappointment and despair, and like we're going to die if we don't get what we want, and all this baggage just dumped on love. And then there you are feeling like, man, if you don't get what you want, you're left out in this world and everyone else is getting what they want. And we put all this stuff on love because we were sold love when we already are love. Imagine you treating an adult the way you treat a newborn child, because a newborn child, you can't talk to. You can, like, say, oh, baby, and you're beautiful, and oh, how much I love you. And you talk that way, even though the baby, you know, doesn't have words yet. But it helps you to say that. It helps you to feel that. And with a baby, it's almost like a pet. in the beginning, they don't talk back. They just love you no matter what you've done, do, will do. It's completely unconditional until they grow up and realize maybe something's wrong or right or whatever, and they go through different phases. So we know that something else is coming with a baby, but we also know that if we put in love in the beginning, if we give them a good start, we have a good, way good chance, better chance of having a good growing up period for this baby, this child that just came back to our world. Think about that. Imagine treating somebody you meet or the people in your family with that same level of understanding love as they get older. Because as people get older, our expectations set in, and then the love starts getting eroded or injured or thrown around in different places. Well, you don't love me. Who are you to tell someone they don't love you? Let them tell you they don't love you. If you wait and you're walking around telling people they don't love you, they're going to think, why doesn't this person feel loved? Why are they talking like that? Doesn't anything I've done mean anything to them yet? Think about that. The things we hear from each other, the doubts that we carry are ours and ours alone. Sometimes when we tell the other people the doubts or the fears or the worries that we have, they look at us and go, why do you feel all that? I never did anything. Did I ever do anything to make you feel that? Oh my God, I'm so sorry. And you're like, well, not really. So then you have to realize that that's what's inside of you. That's how you receive love. You receive love through the fear of it going away or not being there at all ever for you, or that no one can really love you. And you put the person up on this like little mini pedestal that they somehow know more than you do, so they need to take care of you and make sure that you feel loved somehow. But if we loved each other, and I have to say this one, like we love our pets, like we love our newborns, without any condition, we feel free to say what we want. We feel free to hug when we want. We feel free to kiss this child when we want. When I go for my walks, and I walk a lot, thank God, because it just kind of balances my little brain from talking all the time. And I see dog after dog after dog have their owner pick up them having to go out and go to the bathroom, basically. The world is their bathroom. And I see them pick up the poop and put it in a bag and carry it. It's poop. I can't even imagine someone doing that after a human, after their own kid even. They'd be like, oh my God, they pooped. But a dog, no problem. I'm not telling people to go pick up anyone's poop, but I'm just saying to the level of understanding that we put out love unconditionally when we feel the other person or animal cannot take care of themselves yet. Or at all in that way. So we will do anything for what we believe loves us back. That freedom that pet has or those babies have allows us to love. So when you see how the extent you go, that's how deep you can go when it comes to love. It's just that when we do it to other people, that's our age or that's our partners sometimes, we're hesitant because we're not sure. Well, how does that person love? Are they using me? Are they just saying that to get what they want? Do they really love me? Can anyone really love me? Will I let them? Do I feel I deserve it? Do I feel I'm worth it? Do I start acting up once I'm with somebody, because I want to make sure that they really love me. And if I act up and they still love me, then they love me. The other side of love doesn't even ask those questions. The other side of love doesn't have a question. The other side of love knows the power that love has. And when you're there and you feel that feeling like you do with a baby, where you can just love the way you love, you feel loved back. You feel needed. We all need to feel needed. We all need to feel like we're contributing. If we can love like that. It's funny because when Christ first said the other side of love, and they said it's objective love. When you understand that whatever situation is going on, whatever situation there is in our world, when we add love to it, it changes everything. When we go in with big law books and big attorneys and big firms and big companies and everyone knows that they're going to get what they need the way they need it, and we don't feel the love, what happens to us? We're scared to death. Who wants to go to a meeting with all these laws piled up and all these books telling us why and why we did something that we're not supposed to do, when the reason we're there is because of our own injured love? And I know it sounds weird that, you know, well, yeah, there's people who need the law and whatever, and we have the law to protect us from, you know, some of us who don't know boundaries and limits on how far to go to hurt each other. But 9 times out of 10, somebody didn't have boundaries or limits on how far to hurt them. Interesting how life can be run through love. When love is present, we don't need as many laws. We all know what's right and wrong. No one has to tell us. We all know when love is being attacked. No one has to tell us that either. But I think one of the biggest travesties of mankind is that we have discounted love to such a level that we expected human beings to only love people that they knew already, not anybody else. And then said, we'll all be fine. We can't run the world on love. And we have all suffered for that, every single one of us. We have mental issues. We have physical issues. We create products that hurt us to make money off of us. We create some good products, and we made those really expensive to get so that not everyone can have them. All because we made a decision in our world somehow that love is weak, and it brings out our weaknesses rather than our strengths. If today you guys just went out into this world, and I'm going to go out into this world, and the people we meet, we treated, you don't have to overdo it and shower them and be overly nice and talk for 10 hours. But in your normal transactions, whatever it is you're going to do today, I don't care what it is, and you treated each person like a newborn with that same compassion, that same depth, where you don't have any bars around you that say you can't behave a certain way. Just gently, just smile, just hello, and look someone in the eye. You'll see a difference in your day. You'll feel a difference in your day. Forget just seeing it. And the way you feel when you go to bed at night, once this day is all said and done, it will change you. It's profound. And you do that the next day, and you do that the next day, and then you allow yourself to be that love. Then you get to feel. You'll be surprised the people that look back at you. You know, I go to the gym usually on a good week. I'll go three times. I mean, I'll still work out at home, but sometimes, you know, I go at the special time slot. I go and I know who I'm going to see. And usually if I go a little early, I'll see these big people, these big guys walking out of the gym. And, you know, they're just looking straight. Nobody looks at each other. They're walking out. And all I say is good morning coming in. And all of a sudden they go from this big, tough exterior with all of these muscles and height and whatever, big people. And all of a sudden they become little kids just because I said, good morning. And they smile and their entire demeanor changes. It just, good morning. I don't know where we thought we were going to get away with in life, not even acknowledging each other. When the whole point we're alive is each other. Everyone wants to get in their car, turn on their music, live in their world. Fine. But there is a world that we live in. Every time decisions are made, laws are passed that we know will hurt us as a whole. Some of us get upset and want to fight it because they want to say, hey, wait a minute, that is devoid of love. Devoid of love. That's why they're really fighting it. I don't care what the reasons and how they're going to do it. And the ones who are pushing the agendas that don't benefit people don't want anyone to reach them. And it's really hard to reach the lawmakers. You really have to make an effort. You probably have to take 2 weeks off of work just to find a way to get in there. There's a way to do it once you get in there, once you get known for what you do, and then you get downplayed. And you get called as, what are those people they call everyone? Conspirators, conspiracy thinkers. I think, wow, now they isolate. You know, okay, you can't say that. A lot of people know what not to say. A lot of people know that if they say something, they're going to sound pretty stupid. So now people refrain and say, I don't want to get involved. I don't like politics. I always say, I don't want to talk politics because what am I going to do unless I devote my life to making a difference in politics? I don't know enough to talk about politics. But I do know enough to talk about love. And when Christ said, love is so far ahead that sometimes it looks like it's behind. Every relationship you have, every one of them, there isn't love in it, you will not have it a year from now. If there isn't enough love in it to keep it alive, to keep it growing, to keep it part of your life, if it's not there, the relationship cannot be there. Love's strength is immeasurable. There isn't a measurement that says you love someone this much or that much, but people feel it, and they'll say sometimes, well, I know you really love me. Well, say it. How many times have you said it to someone? I could feel it. And we've learned not to trust our feelings and only to trust data. It's amazing what we've done to love. We've perverted love. We've taken it and turned it into this something we don't understand. When we know love, we understand love. We're born understanding it. And then everyone tells us, well, don't do that and don't like them and don't go here and don't whatever. And then the person has so many rules on what criteria a person will make it through their hoops and firestorms and whatever it is you need to do to please that person. That isn't love. That's got so many conditions on it, it can drive somebody crazy. Oh, well, they don't do this. Well, they don't believe that. Well, they don't eat that. Well, they don't go here. Well, they don't do that. Well, I'm better. I'm better than them. These people, they do all this other stuff. They're not people. They don't even know what they're missing. And I always think, well, who's the one missing something? With all that criteria, how many people can you get to know? How many people can you have friends with? But when we get out into the world and we even experience the very people that we talk about or say we're better than or that we have the answer of what's best in this world, we actually find out we like them. We say, wow, I could love that person and they're so different from me, but hey, who cares? That's what I believe and this is what they believe. Who cares? Let's be friends. Let's get to know each other. Let's rise above the limits and the boundaries that we found a way to stick into life. Love got equated with stupidity. Oh, they just love everybody. Oh, they're always happy. You know how much strength it takes to be happy and stay there? You know how much stuff you have to fight off? To feel that and to enjoy it and not be scared of it, a lot more strength than anything else we will ever do in our lives, period. The only thing that Christ came to me with and continues to come to me with is love, nothing else. Nothing else. He has nothing to offer. He doesn't come to me with meals. He doesn't give me a paycheck. He doesn't say, you have to do this. He doesn't say, why did you do that? It's all just love. And that very love has written books, has reached out to people that I would never have known otherwise, and I'd be so sad not knowing everyone I know. Because what I found was people who love that love too. And then we, even with the summit, we got to meet each other. That's one example of a place where we got to live with love. There's no rule against it in that room. Every rule was gone. The only thing that was allowed in that room was the love of learning, the love of food, the love of each other, the respect for each other, for differences, for likenesses, for wherever we came from. None of that mattered. Every rule was broken that we were taught love needed to be. When someone comes at you with something that probably would hurt your feelings or make you feel bad or make you feel like maybe, you know, there's a potential for something to not be okay, I would just in my head say, God, help me take care of that. Help me address that, whatever it is. I didn't say, whoa, why is that person saying that? I said, God, just help me address it. All the hiccups on the way in and all the hiccups on the way out. On the way in, it was technical stuff we needed to make sure was running right. On the way out, I just wanted to make sure everyone was safe. I wanted to see everyone the next day. I never wanted to stop seeing everybody. Until now, I'm still having little dreams about the summit. Before, on the way, it was, you know, making sure everything went right. And the way to do that is that everything just goes by easy when it finally hits. But the love that went into it only got bigger during it and only got even bigger after it. Because there isn't an end to love. In many ways, it touches a lot of beginnings in our souls, in the way we think, in the way we feed from life. When we know love exists like that, and then we get up and we take ourselves into different situations or go back to our countries or whatever, wherever, why ever we went, wherever we go afterwards, we know how big love is. Doesn't mean we have to go jump in the streets and scream it, but boy, when you feel it, it's felt from you. That calmness that it brings. That's the things that when you say the other side of love. When I saw Christ and he was like right there in front of me, I didn't feel like jumping up for joy for a minute. I was in the joy. I didn't win anything. Like, you know how we get excited when we win? It came with like this whole other energy of understanding that there's a power in this moment. And I only got a glimpse of it that night. And as time went on, I started to see it more and more and feel it more and more and grow into understanding it more and more because it was a whole nother angle of looking at life and looking at people, looking at each other, looking at my job, looking at my kids, of my partner, whether they were a work partner or a relationship or a friend. I started looking at these people as someone I made a decision to come here and know and maybe help and share my time with and give them the love that I get to carry in this life to whatever level I know it. It takes a lot of strength to understand ourselves enough to not ask for anything from love, but to take that love that we know and use it instead of expect from it, to feel it instead of demand from it. The minute we start putting demands on love, have fun, because it's going to take you through a bunch of experiences to make you realize that demanding from love is truly something that doesn't benefit anybody. If you have to demand from love, you're not in love right now. You're not living in that love. You're not feeling it. And anything you get after you demand it from love will confuse you. That's when people get confused. Like, well, they did that, but did they do that from their heart, or did they do that because I asked them to? So you have that going on. It's hard to trust love when we force it. And that's all the relationship books you have out there are written. Because we don't trust love, we're trying to manipulate it to get what we want. And then they tell you how to do it. Say this, say that, wear this, wear that, go here, do that. And then you try to do that and then you're disappointed. Oh, why didn't that work? It didn't work because it wasn't love. It was a mask put on love that we put on love, and we just were too scared to take the mask off. But the other side of love is no mask on love. It just gets to be what it is. I can't believe I only have like 10 seconds left. I can't believe it. I will see you guys tomorrow on Relationship Wednesday. I love you so much. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.